They're like, aren't they softer than a,
well,
don't they bruise easier or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, I guess they do. And the cantaloupes, they're usually always round and smooth.
Okay. What about something that kind of, sometimes it grows wild and you might, it looks like a little umbrella. It grows in a wet place in the woods and people sometimes make gravy or steak sauce out of it.
Bruises?
No, they say steak smothered in, have you ever used the term mushrooms or?
Yeah, I've heard people say it, but I never have used many mushrooms.
What about a poison mushroom? You ever heard anything? Do you ever hear it called a toadstool or a frog?
Yeah.
No,
mm-hmm.
Toadstool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, talking about swallowing, you might say, well, he could chew, his throat was so sore he could chew the meat, but he couldn't
swallow it.
Okay. What are some of the things that men smoke? They smoke pipes and what else?
Cigarettes.
And the big round
cigars.
Okay. Let's see. You might say to somebody, well, he's not behaving like he what?
Like he should.
Okay. Or you could, you might say to somebody, well, you will, but I, what, would you just say won't?
Yeah.
Okay. What are some different kind of owls that you can think of that they have around here?
Well, we have the hoot owl and, let's see, the hoot owl and the big, there's a little owl, kind of small owl,
yeah.
And then there's this big owl.
The hoot owl's bigger, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about an animal that lives in the woods and smells real bad?
Oh, that's a skunk.
Yeah. I hit one with a car one time.
Oh,
I think.
Lord and mercy.
What are varmints?
Well, I reckon that'd be any kind of wild animal, wouldn't it?
Well, it could be. A lot of people call anything from a mouse all the way up to a weasel would be a varmint.
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of squirrels have you heard of around here?
Well, they have the gray squirrel and the red squirrel.
Okay. Do you ever hear the red squirrel called fox squirrel or anything?
Yeah, fox squirrel.
What about a thing some people call a round squirrel, some people call it a chipmunk? What have you heard most frequently, you think?
Well, it's about the same. Some call them chipmunks, some call them ground squirrels.
Okay.
Them little ground squirrels, I used to see them, but I don't ever see them now.
I don't know. I don't know whether they've gone further back in the woods or what, but you don't hardly ever see
them. You don't ever see one.
What about big frogs that you used to hear at night way off?
Them's bullfrogs.
Yeah. And what about little frogs that would be at night too, you'd hear them sometimes. Did you just call them frogs or did you?
Yeah, there's frogs, I reckon. Now them big bullfrogs' legs, is people eat them.
Yeah, they're good eating. If you can stand to fry them, I guess.
That's me. I can eat them, somebody else will cook.
That's right. If they put meal on them and fry them up and everything so that they don't look much like frogs' legs.
Well, they're white. Their meat's just as white as snow. And they're real good, but I just don't want to fool with them myself.
What about a frog that stays on dry land all the time? Would you call him a...
Well, that'd be called a...
Some people call him a toad or...
Yeah, toad. That's what I was trying to think of. That'd be called toad.
What about a thing with a shell on its back?
That's a turtle.
Okay. Is it the same if he lives in water or on the land?
Yeah, there's some that lives on the land all the time, some lives in the water.
Okay.